My name's Ollie Nolan, and I farm a small 8.5 acre farm here in Glenismole, just up in the Dublin Mountains behind Talla. From my farm, we're basically looking down over Dublin City. I can see the Papal Cross in the Phoenix Park, the Millennium Spire. It's about 8.5 acres. I also rent another 10, 11 acres off a neighbour up the road. I keep a small herd of Irish Dexters, purebred Dexters, some chickens, sometimes some sheep, a couple of pigs, and a load of beehives. The fields were actually set out before we came here into two lower paddocks, a middle paddock and a top paddock. The previous owner used to keep some ponies, so we sort of liked the layout and we kept it. But what we've done is we've actually planted a lot of hedgerows and thinned out ones that we think are no good and are going to fall. So we're just walking down here towards the edge of the old golf course where they now played the football golf. And we're looking at a white thorn tree that's covered in ivy that's just about to flower. Maybe another 2 or 3 days and they'll open and it'll be full of pollinators. There's a lot of elderberry. We sometimes make elderflower cordial in the spring and some elderberry juice like in the autumn. There's some ash. I planted some willow. Some of the pussy willow is very good because it comes into flower very early and produces nectar too. And there's also little bits of lilac as well that we're here for some reason. And you can hear that plane there just flying over. Just shows you how close you are to the capital.
I spent a lot of time in the country down at Lone with my grandparents when I was a child. And I suppose my interest really came from that. When I was actually going away after the summer holidays, my granddad would always ask my mum when was my Easter holidays, so he would know when to put the ram in. So I'd be down to pull the lambs and, you know, sort of do all that work in the middle of the night. So I suppose it came from there. And then myself and my partner, Christian, you know, we always had a very keen interest in food and probably producing our own food. So it sort of evolved from that. We started looking for a place with maybe 1 acre, you know, so we could have our own food. And then we just found this place and it is unbelievable. You know, like we're in the countryside, yet we're only 20 minutes from St. Stephen's Green in the evening.
So in front of me now is a big mature sycamore. I've read and been told that one mature sycamore tree is equivalent to 1 acre of wildflower meadows. You can really see what you can do in such a small space for such a large amount of actual pollinators. You know, like you don't need 1 acre of wildflower meadow. You just need, we'd like to plant a small tree. I would delay cutting down hedgerows or trimming hedgerows until the end of October, you know, to give all the pollinators that extra chance to make use of the ivy that's sort of coming into flower now. You know, you don't need to cut every white thorn down to the butt every year. And it also looks quite pretty in the landscape, you know, to have a bit of height and perspective as opposed to closely mown hedges everywhere.
So I basically started beekeeping 6 years ago, last July. I started keeping bees just for myself, really, one or two hives. And what happened then was basically people keep asking me for honey. Can I have some honey next year? So, you know, like one hive became two, six, and now I'm up to about 70 hives. And I keep them all over basically County Dublin from the farm here. I have them on the roof of the Teeling Whiskey Distillery, Powers Court Estate down in Wicklow, Kilruddery Farm in Bray, Vico Road and Dalkey. So, you know, I just try and keep them basically spread out so people can have honey from their local area is sort of my way of doing it.
So these are basically this year's bees. So they're all the small hives that will be full hives this time next year. We're looking at about 35 hives. They've suddenly become very busy in the last 24 hours. It's really the start of the ivy flow, which is the last flow of nectar really of the year. And most people don't actually know that the ivy plant makes beautiful honey. I suppose the change the way you farm is that you sort of know what the bee wants. And what the bee needs is, like especially in spring, it needs a lot of pollen. One of the most important ones in the spring is the dandelion. And full of pollen, full of nectar, which basically gives the bees that sort of boost they need in spring. And then you also have, for example, willow.
and the hazel, tons of pollen. So, you know, like you start to look around your farm and see, do you have these? And if not, you can actually start to plant them, like the native willows and hazelnuts and, you know, like that. And some poplar as well for the propolis. Just get them a scoop of nuts. I think we got our first Dexter about 6 months after moving in. It's a traditional Irish breed, and we thought we'd sort of help the breed out. And they were small as well. And I think if they're sort of trained from a young age, they're actually very manageable. Except for one that I have here. She's a bit feisty. But we did have one at the beginning, and we called her Grania after one of our friends. She only got as far as the freezer. We made a nice rug out of her hide. We cured it ourselves. So we're just walking up the drive now. So here now at the gate, I've got two Dexters here. Luna with the horns and Cara with the halter. Vesta here, who is a Dairy Shorthorn. Very friendly. Isn't that right? But they're eating some of the grains as well here from Priory Brewery down in Talla, which is a new local brewery. And we sort of have a little exchange going on that I get all the grains just for the three cows. I don't give it to the boys because we're going to eat them in the future. So I just want to keep them 100% grass-fed and finished. So it's just the three cows get maybe a bag every day. I give them honey for their shop down there. So they will sell my honey down there in the cafe, the county fair. Yeah, so I've about 7 or 8 males and one female up the road in the neighbour's field, and they're basically for the freezer over the next few years. But they get to live to about 3 years old, so very slow growing and very tasty. As you said, they are very light on their feet, so they actually do not poach the soil that much in winter. I know they're being used a lot around Ireland and parts of the UK for conservational grazing. So it's a very sort of look for beneficial way, probably a very, 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 very low cost way of actually managing these spaces. It was always on our mind that we wanted to basically share the farm with the local wildlife. And there's a lot of bat boxes gone up, bird boxes. I actually saw a bat the other evening, which was fantastic, a long-eared bat, and he was about the size of a golf ball. But he landed just above my head on the roof in the shed, and just fascinating to see. We also have a lot of buzzards here, and I think they nest up in our neighbor's trees. And just to hear them flying around and, you know, making their call is just fantastic. You know, like, nature will find a balance if it's allowed to.